Mr. Vice President, government has continued to ensure the country achieves universal health care coverage in line with the Sustainable Development Goals 3, 5, 10, 17 by 2030. This includes robust measures to reduce stillbirth, infant and maternal mortality, and the burden of communicable and non-communicable diseases, including mental health and injuries, with emphasis of health promotion and disease prevention. With regards to health financing, the government has implemented health financing reforms, including strategic purchasing of healthcare services, such as results-based financing, and strategic allocation of the resources to ensure efficient use of the funds allocated to health. The allocation to health in the past 5 years has increased from Ugandan shillings 1.27 trillion in 2016 to 3.3 trillion in 2021. The funds are equitably rationed to ensure with an allocation formula which incorporates variables such as catchment population and the disease burden and the geographical location. With regards to service delivery, Mr. President, access to health care has improved, with 91% of the population living within a radius of 5 kilometers from a health facility, as compared to 84% in 2016. 81% of lower level health facilities are offering emergency cesarean sections, as compared to 60% 5 years ago. Stillbirth rates have remarkably reduced by 50%, from 13 stillbirths to 7.7 per 1,000 live births in the past 5 years. And this represents a tremendous improvement in the quality of care of the maternal and neonatal and child health services. There has been a 23% reduction in maternal deaths, from 92 per 100,000 in the past 5 years. And this is a result of multiple interventions, such as improved financing for maternal and child health, results-based financing, improved supply chain for reproductive health commodities, and recruitment of more health workers, especially the midwives. Uganda has continued to fight against the HIV pandemic through the provision of an enabling legal and policy environment to ensure protection of all people affected by HIV. In addition, government has strongly addressed HIV-associated stigma and discrimination through intensified behavioral change communication and involvement of HIV-affected persons at all levels of programming. The test and treat policy has effectively optimized treatment with high efficacious antiretroviral drugs for children, adolescents, adults, including marginalized communities. Currently, more than 90% of the population knows their HIV status, and more than 90% of those who are positive have accessed treatment, and more than 90% of those who access treatment have virally suppressed. The government has since set the bar higher at 95% for each of the above indicators. And as a result, the country has registered a reduction in the new HIV infection rate, and the prevalence of HIV has reduced from 7.1% to 5.7% in the same period of review. With regards to infrastructure, Uganda has increased the number of national referral hospitals from 2 to 5, including a women and neonatal specialized hospital, and has expanded 2 general hospitals to regional referral hospitals. 158 lower level health facilities have been upgraded, and 173 upgrades are underway. The goal is to ensure that all sub-counties have primary level health centers that offer emergency maternal, obstetric, and neonatal care services, including other reproductive health services such as family planning. Government has rolled out an electronic medical record system to ensure complete and timely reporting of quality data to facilitate evidence-based decision-making. There has been a 50% drop in the prevalence of malaria, from 19% in 2014 to 9.1% in 2019. And subsequently, the malaria deaths have also reduced, from 21 per 100,000 population to 8.3. With regards to COVID-19, the government has responded by countrywide implementation of public health interventions to contain the spread of the virus and minimize deaths due to the COVID-19. These include the restrictions alluded to earlier, the isolations intensified risk communication, testing and surveillance, case management and vaccination. This has been followed by robust epidemic preparedness measures to quickly detect, control and manage epidemics. High dependence units and intensive care units as well as oxygen supply has been scaled up to cover the entire country. Despite the major supply, Uganda has vaccinated 12.5 million out of a target of 26 million eligible Ugandans. And Uganda ranks top in the response to the COVID-19 in Africa. Thank you, Mr. President.